Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
At Evernorth Health Services, we believe costs shouldn't get in the way of life-changing care, and we're doing everything in our power to make it possible. Behavioral health solutions that also keep your projections at their best? It's possible. Pharmacy benefits that benefit your bottom line? It's possible. Complex specialty care that cares about your ROI? It's possible. Because we're already doing it, all while saving businesses billions. That's Wonder made possible. Learn more at evernorth.com/wonder.
With scattered showers around the area. Not a washout day, but from time to time, a little wet weather late morning through the afternoon. 60 to 65, your high temperature this Saturday. I'm 7 News Chief Meteorologist Veronica Johnson in the First Alert Weather Center.
Airport check this morning, the 4 a.m. hour. We're looking at 42 degrees at Reagan National, 51 BWI Marshall, and at Dulles. We've dropped a couple. We're down to 51 in our nation's capital at 459 on WTOP.
The WTOP Traffic Center.
Tracking the top trouble spots.
The biggest backup.
The major incidents.
The slowest traffic.
WTOP traffic. Every 10 minutes. On the 8th. And when it breaks.
You're listening to WTOP, Washington's news, traffic, and weather station.
WTOP News. Facts matter.
It's Saturday morning. I'm Dean Lane. Coming up.
What do small business owners think of the new National Harbor curfew? I'm Matt Koufax.
How Fairfax County police are cracking down on speeding. I'm Scott Gelman.
Environmental groups want hands-off D.C.'s bag fee fund. I'm Kate Ryan.
Good morning. Welcome in. 5 o'clock on WTOP.
This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Stacy Lynn. Dangerous weather whipping through the middle of the country. Dozens of tornadoes touched down in at least three states, Texas, Oklahoma, and Nebraska. This man lives in Omaha.
We watched it touch down about 200 yards over there, and then we went to shelter. We could hear it going through. When we came back up, our fence was gone. We looked over to the northwest, and the whole neighborhood's gone.
There are reports of some injuries, but no one was killed. Pro-Palestinian protests have escalated on the campuses of major universities across the country. Here's CBS's Lilia Luciano.
Here at Columbia University, where it all began, student protesters are saying, we're going to keep the tents up until the university meets our demands.
Columbia needs to divest from any corporation that is profiting off of genocide, apartheid, or displacement of Palestinians in Israel.
PhD student Ari Krischer says he hasn't felt safe since the night the tents took over the West Lawn.
I worry about what's going to happen on campus next year, 2 years from now. As a member of the Jewish people, I feel my people being attacked.
And Columbia Senate passed a resolution yesterday to investigate how the university's leadership is handling the protests. Meanwhile, CBS's Deborah Pata is in Jerusalem. She tells us the humanitarian crisis in Gaza is dire.
There is nowhere to go and there is nothing to go to. Parts of Gaza are unrecognizable. And into this mix is the fact that the World Food Program said this week that half of Gaza's population is starving. Not on the brink of starvation, they are starving.
Now to the criminal hush money trial of former President Trump. Ex-tabloid publisher David Pecker was on the stand again yesterday, talking about the alleged deal he helped broker to keep some stories that could have hurt Trump's campaign out of the news. One of those stories involved former Playboy model Karen McDougal.
The defense argued that McDougal's $150,000 deal with AMI, which previously owned the National Enquirer, was legitimate. She was paid and featured broadly throughout the publications. But under questioning from prosecutors, Pecker said that was meant to disguise the actual purpose, which was to acquire her lifetime rights to her story so it's not published. Pecker also acknowledged hiring an election law attorney to review McDougal's contract.
That's CBS's Robert Costa, who also tells us after the trial wrapped up, the former president was asked if he was willing to debate President Biden before the election in November.
Trump responded quickly and said anytime, any place, maybe even at the White House.
In an interview with Howard Stern, President Biden said yesterday he would be more than happy to debate him. This is CBS News.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast
from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
5:03 on this Saturday morning, April the 27th. We've got 52 degrees right now in Washington. The high today only near 60. Good morning, everybody. I'm Kyle Cooper. The top local stories we're following for you this hour on WTOP. Protests against the war in Gaza on the campus of George Washington University continue this morning for about 48 hours now. Students and others have occupied a green space on campus known as University Yard, setting up an encampment. This is along H Street between 20th and 21st Streets. The student-run newspaper, the GW Hatchet, is also reporting that seven students have been suspended and charged with 9 counts of misconduct in connection to their involvement in those earlier protests that formed the encampment. In a statement, the university confirms that several students have been notified of their suspensions. Meanwhile, we're learning from the Washington Post that D.C. police rejected pleas from the GW officials to clear pro-Palestinian demonstrators out of their encampment on Friday morning. Police reportedly told the university they were worried about the optics of moving against a small number of peaceful protesters. Stick with WTOP as we follow this developing story out of Northwest. 5 people are in the hospital after a mass shooting inside a nightclub in Northwest D.C. It happened around 11:30 last night on Connecticut Avenue near DuPont Circle at the Decades Nightclub. 5 people were wounded and hospitalized with non-life-threatening injuries. This is Assistant D.C. Police Chief Ramey Kyle.
We have apprehended one suspect and recovered one firearm.
Police say it all started with a dispute that started inside the nightclub and spilled into the street. U.S. Secret Service officers also responded to the shooting and helped in that investigation. The juvenile curfew at National Harbor officially started at 5:00 last night. WTOP's Matt Koufax is talking to small business owners about how they think the curfew will affect things going forward.
Hopefully it will help. I believe it will.
Late night fighting, looting, yelling, and vandalism. These are just a few things small business owners are hoping the new juvenile curfew in National Harbor will fix.
It's been really hard because I've literally had people inside of the store ready to purchase. It's like, I'll come back tomorrow. The security guard got jumped last week, so.
One small business owner whose shop is just off American Way and wished to remain anonymous told me teens loitering late night outside her store is affecting sales. And while she knows the curfew is temporary.
What does a permanent solution look like in your mind?
The parents being fined. I think they should be held accountable.
In National Harbor, Matt Koufax, WTOP News.
Fairfax County Police are cracking down on speeders by increasing visibility as part of their Road Shark campaign. WTOP's Scott Gelman is riding along with an officer who says just the presence of police is working to slow people down.
We're sitting here along Little River Turnpike near Thomas Jefferson High School for Science and Technology. Fairfax County Police Officer Kevin Gare is checking for speeders and printing tickets for those who are caught.
We're all in a rat race to get somewhere all the time. So ultimately, my concern as a police officer is just slowing people down.
It's part of the county's Road Shark campaign. It's focusing on increased visibility and enforcement. In the first part of this year's campaign, almost 5,700 tickets and warnings were given out.
I can't sit here and say, oh, of course, because I wrote 100 tickets today, there's not going to be a fatality.
Gare says the targeted effort is working to combat speeding and distracted driving.
But overall, we know that enforcement, when people see our police lights out there and they see the logo on the side of the car, they think twice before speeding up.
In Fairfax County, Scott Gelman, WTOP News.
Maryland will require businesses to include a pay range and job postings under legislation that Governor Wes Moore signed into law this week. The law seeks to shrink the wage gaps commonly faced by women and workers of color by giving them more information when negotiating salaries. Maryland's labor commissioner is tasked with enforcement of the new state law and can impose fines. Unlike the California and Washington state laws, the Maryland measure does not authorize employees and job applicants to sue employers for violations. Virginia Governor Glenn Youngkin vetoed a pay transparency bill that was passed by lawmakers. Coming up on WTOP, gains for the week on Wall Street. Plus, you may not believe what you see when you walk into the Home Depot this weekend. It's 5:07.
This is John from 2060 Digital, and our partners are asking, what will be the most significant trends for digital marketing in 2024? With a growing number of tools and privacy policies, digital advertising is becoming more complex. It's critical to tie your marketing spend to business results. To prepare for the new year, review your website analytics, ads platforms, and internal systems to ensure they work together to provide a clear ROI. For more questions and tips, visit us at 2060digital.com/DC.
It's 508.
Michael & Son's Precision AC Tune-Up for only $49. Michael & Son.
Traffic and weather on the 8th. Let's check back in with Robert Workman in the WTOP Traffic Center.
Construction on the outer loop of the Beltway west of Old Georgetown Road as you head over towards the 270 spur and down towards River Road. Stay to the right in order to get by. Not much volume. It shouldn't cost you any time. Looks like they're still doing some investigation from the overnight serious crash in Rockville on 355 Rockville Pike at Twinbrook Parkway. You may still see police directing through there. I don't think it's going to cost you a great deal of time, and they'll get you around it without too much difficulty. 270 looks good both ways between Gaithersburg and Rockville. No issues across the American Legion Bridge. Overnight road work south of the bridge in both directions near 193 has been picked up. Construction westbound on I-66 coming out through the Roslyn Tunnel on the way out towards Glebe Road. Had you down to just one lane. Double checking the cameras through here. Yeah, still have the barrels out in the roadway. They're supposed to be done, but they've got a little extra work that they have to do. So we understand that. On the ride down 95 from Springfield down towards Dale City and continuing down to Fredericksburg, you should find all of your lanes open. No issues on the Beltway across the Woodrow Wilson Bridge. They were checking for a problem southbound on 295 near Malcolm X Avenue. As you come down past Joint Base Anacostia Bowling, you may see some flashing lights through there. Had a disabled vehicle northbound on the Baltimore-Washington Parkway near 410. Looks like authorities have got that out of the right lane in short order, so your lanes are open now as you head up through Riverdale and continue across the Beltway and right on up towards Laurel. The WTOP Newsroom is furnished by Regency Furniture. Shop Regency for the best dining, living room, and bedroom sets, plus brand name mattresses. Affordable never looks so good. I'm Robert Workman, WTOP Traffic.
All right, now to 7 News. First Alert Meteorologist, Chief Meteorologist Veronica Johnson.
Clouds have been moving in, and there will be some rain showers coming your way on this Saturday, most of which will fall between 10 a.m. and about 5 p.m., so late morning through the afternoon. Not a washout day, just very scattered and light, expecting about a tenth to a quarter of an inch of rain. 60 to 65 degrees, your afternoon temperature this morning. We're hanging out here between 48 and 53 degrees. I'm 7 News Chief Meteorologist Veronica Johnson in the First Alert Weather Center.
Yeah, right now 52 at Fort Belvoir, 52 in Foggy Bottom, 50 degrees in Silver Spring. The forecast this morning brought to you by Long Fence. Save 25% on decks, pavers, and fences. 6 months, no payment, no interest. Conditions apply. Go to longfence.com. Money news at 10 and 40 past the hour on WTOP. Here is Jeff Claybaugh.
Despite that big sell-off on Thursday, it was a good week for Wall Street. The Dow gained 0.7% this week. The S&P 500 up 2.7%. The Nasdaq up 4.4% for the week. Its best week since November. The Fed's two-day March rate meeting starts Tuesday. The markets will look to Fed Chair Jerome Powell's Wednesday press briefing for where policymakers are heading. The Labor Department reports nationwide job openings next week, too. Jeff Claybaugh, WTOP News.
And from the way too early business file this morning, you may not believe what you're going to see at Home Depot this weekend.
Halloween is still 6 months away, but the Home Depot is trying to scare up early sales. Showing up in stores right now are some of the retailer's best-selling Halloween decorations, including the 12-foot skeleton and his 7-foot skeleton dog. Jim Ryan, ABC News.
Told you. Coming up on WTOP, there is an alarming increase in anti-Semitic incidents in the U.S.
This is a national emergency, and it's a record that every American, Jewish community or not, should really be ashamed of.
We'll go in depth just ahead here on WTOP. It's now 5:12.
Hi, I'm Patricia Farrick, president of FVC Bank. With me today is Bill Horan, CEO of Realty Exchange Corporation. FVC Bank appreciates the great relationship we have with Realty Exchange Corporation.
Take it from me, folks. Bill Horan of Realty Exchange Corporation. FVC Bank is the bank to use. We value FVC Bank as a trusted partner, and you will too.
Visit FVCBank.com. That's FVCBank.com. Member FDIC.
Transparency and trust makes buying a car at Fitzgerald Subaru Gaithersburg in Rockville a great experience. It all begins with a low price in writing posted on the window of every car. There's no haggling to get the low price or to know the monthly payment. It's all right there on the window. No haggle, no hassle. Fitzgerald Subaru in Gaithersburg and Rockville. Call 888-FITZMALL today. Transparency you can trust. That's the Fitz way. There's just no better way to go.
Whether it's cancer, a heart condition, or another health issue that requires specialized treatment for you or a loved one, one expert is never enough. At Inova, we offer comprehensive and compassionate care from world-class experts working together across a wide spectrum of medical specialties. Learn more at inova.org/specialties.
Coming up on WTOP.
Environmental groups want hands-off DC's bag fee fund. I'm Kate Ryan.
More news in 30 seconds.
When it comes to painting, don't do it yourself. Call the pros at your local CertaPro Painters. This is Dave Dildine, and take it from me, they really do provide excellent workmanship, quality, and a worry-free process for both residential and commercial spaces, all at the right price. Each CertaPro Painters business is independently owned and operated. Schedule your free estimate online at CertaPro.com. That's Certa with a C. When choosing a painting professional, the choice is simple. Choose happy. Choose CertaPro Painters.
When you wake up each morning, you need three things. Plenty of coffee, something to munch on, and the updated forecast. Plan your day with 7 News First Alert weather updates every 10 minutes on the 8th. Only on WTOP, Washington's top news.
It's 5:14. It's been almost 7 months now since the terrorist group Hamas attacked Israel and launched the country into a war in Gaza. And as the war continues to divide Americans, it also apparently has spiked anti-Semitic incidents in our country. The Anti-Defamation League reports the number of incidents last year in the U.S. was up 140% from the year before. ADL says the most dramatic jump happened right after the October 7th attack. Through the end of last year, and the majority of the incidents included references to Israel, Zionism, and Palestine. Meredith Weisel, D.C. Region Director of the ADL, joined WTOP's Sean and Ann to discuss what's behind the huge increase.
That averages out to 24 incidents per day, which is an average of 1 hour per day. So when you hear it in those numbers, it puts it into perspective. This is a national emergency, and it's a record that every American, Jewish community or not, should really be ashamed of. And the fact that there was a tremendous increase after October 7th and the terrorist attack, and then numbers started skyrocketing even more. It's alarming.
Meredith, what do you think is behind this push and this increase?
So I think it's, you know, there's a combination of things. I think as you're seeing play out on our campuses right now, you know, we've been urging for months that we are seeing this increase of anti-Israel rhetoric. It's not just people who are criticizing the Israeli government. They are blaming Jews as a whole on a global basis. And while speech of Israel can be critical in many ways, and you can be supportive of the humanitarian crisis, you can't have threats, intimidation, and harassment. And I think that's part of what we're seeing. We're seeing a lot of uneducation, of not understanding the conflict in the Middle East and the true history. But we're also seeing a lot of conspiracy theories, which is where a lot of anti-Semitism comes from. And we're seeing anti-Zionism specifically targeting the Jewish community.
You mentioned college campuses, and the number of pro-Palestinian demonstrations on these campuses continue to grow all around the nation, particularly here in the D.C. region. But what are your thoughts about the rights of students to protest? And how concerned are you about reported threats of violence to students of Jewish faith?
So look, I think schools in general, it is important. Free speech is certainly an important aspect. I think that's a cornerstone of our democracy here. And while speech may be protected on campus, there are violations of time, place, and manner restrictions, and there are restrictions that campuses can put in place. And we're seeing it beyond free speech. We're seeing intimidation. We're seeing harassment. And that is clearly consequences need to happen because of that type of conduct. And we've just now seen it in D.C. We saw it starting happening at George Washington University. And we're seeing signs like one that said the final solution with a picture of the Israeli flag. That is beyond free speech, and that is beyond using your voice to speak up and being anti-war. That is clearly anti-Semitism.
Meredith Weisel, D.C. Region Director of the Anti-Defamation League. Now a quick look at the top stories we're working on this morning at WTOP. A pro-Palestinian protesters continue on GW's campus where students have formed an encampment. Donald Trump's lawyers try to discredit the testimony of the prosecution's first witness in that New York hush money trial. A paramedic in Colorado gets 4 years probation in connection to the death of a man under arrest who was injected with ketamine. Keep it here for full details on these stories in the minutes ahead. It's now 5:18. traffic and weather on the 8th. Let's check in with Robert Workman in the WTOP Traffic Center.
Accident cleanup and investigation still tying up lanes on 355 Rockville Pike at Twin Brook Parkway. Be prepared for police direction through there. I don't think the detour route will cost you a great deal of time at this hour. On 270, the pace is good from Hyattstown and Clarksburg down through Germantown and Gaithersburg and right on down towards the Beltway. There's Outer Loop Beltway construction between Old Georgetown Road and the big curve at the 270 spur, blocking the left and center lanes. You'll get by over to the right. I don't think that's going to cost you a great deal of time either. Up ahead, you'll be fine with all of your lanes open from River Road across the American Legion Bridge and down towards Tyson's Corner. Overnight road work south of the American Legion Bridge in both directions has been picked up. On the westbound lanes of I-66, still a little congestion out of the Roslyn Tunnel. Work zone takes away one lane as you make the trip out towards Glebe Road. Outside the Beltway, you should be okay towards Fair Oaks and the Belt and Manassas. Southbound on 95, the pace is good from Springfield down towards Dale City. No issues across the Woodrow Wilson Bridge on the Beltway in either direction between Oxon Hill and Alexandria. Earlier crash that had closed northbound Eisenhower Avenue right inside the Beltway has been cleared away. Mother's Day is coming up and Macy's Backstage has amazing deals on great gifts mom is going to love. All for $15 and under. Get low prices every day at Macy's Backstage. Find a store near you at macysbackstage.com. I'm Robert Workman, WTOP Traffic.
All right, now to 7 News. First Alert meteorologist Veronica Johnson.
On the cool side for your Saturday and quite warm for Sunday. We're expecting a big warm-up Sunday through the mid part of next week. Now, this morning, our temperatures will be between about 48 and 53 degrees right around 7 a.m. Mostly cloudy to cloudy skies with scattered showers throughout the day, especially late morning through the afternoon, 10 a.m. until about 5 p.m. We'll see high 60 to 65 degrees on your Saturday, 82 to 87 degrees Sunday with mostly sunny skies. I'm 7 News Chief Meteorologist Veronica Johnson in the First Alert Weather Center.
All right, temperatures around the Washington area right now. We've got 51 in College Park, 51 degrees right now in Fairfax, and we've got 53 degrees down along the National Mall. The forecast is brought to you by Len the Plumber Heating and Air. Trusted same-day service 7 days a week. Coming up on WTOP, the latest on the effort to refloat that massive cargo ship that smashed into Baltimore's Key Bridge. More news coming up in 60 seconds.
The wait is over, D.C. FanDuel, America's number one sports book, is officially live. Dave Preston here, and right now new customers can get started with $150 in bonus bets guaranteed when you place your first $5 bet. Then you can bet on all your favorite teams in all your favorite sports, all on an app that's safe, secure, and super easy to use. Don't miss out on $150 in bonus bets, win or lose, when you bet your first $5 on FanDuel. Just visit FanDuel.com/Presto to sign up today. That's P-R-E-S-T-O. Yes, I took the last letter off of my last name. Never gets new, even though it's been a long time since it was 2022. Make every moment more with FanDuel. Must be 18 or older and present in D.C. First online real money wager, only $10 first deposit required. Bonus issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire 7 days after receipt. Restrictions apply. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Gambling problem? Call or text 1-800-GAMBLER. That's 1-800-426-2537.
You're listening to WTOP News.
It's 5:21. Good morning. I'm Kyle Cooper. Montgomery County's lead prosecutor is not very happy with a sentence given out last night in a murder case. State's Attorney John McCarthy calls the sentence of life that was reduced down to 15 years by a judge stunning and inconsistent with the facts of the case and the verdict returned by a jury. 35-year-old Tyrone Curtis was convicted back in January of first-degree murder of 29-year-old Amante Cunningham. Curtis of D.C. stabbed Cunningham after a fight on a Metro Transit bus last year. Curtis followed Cunningham after he got off the bus and stabbed him in his upper body in the Wheaton area. The whole thing was caught on the bus's surveillance cameras. D.C.'s got a big budget challenge, but WTOP's Kate Ryan reports environmental groups like the Anacostia Riverkeeper are concerned that some dedicated funding could be siphoned from the district's cleanup programming.
When you pay your 5 cents for a paper or plastic bag at a D.C. checkout counter, that goes towards the Anacostia River Cleanup Fund.
That fund is responsible for covering all of the free boat tours we and other groups offer. That fund is also responsible for funding all of our trash trap maintenance.
Trace Sherrod, the Anacostia River Keeper, tells WTOP there's a proposal to shift $1.8 million from that fund to the district's general fund, a move that comes as D.C. faces a $700 million budget gap. Sherrod says when the fund was first enacted, it was restricted to the Anacostia River cleanup efforts. He'll be testifying at a D.C. Council Committee budget hearing on the issue Monday. Kate Ryan, WTOP News.
At the scene of the Baltimore Bridge collapse, efforts will be made soon to refloat that giant cargo ship.
The Dolly cargo ship still has 5,000 tons of bridge across it. Soon, crews will try to clear it off and move the vessel.
It's very intricate because while it looks peaceful sitting there, there's a lot of pressure and tension, stored energy inside those members that are laying in the water because of how the collapse occurred.
Estee Pinchason of the Army Corps of Engineers.
The crew on the dolly's working hard to set the conditions necessary to refloat. There's a whole sequence that they go through.
Steve Kathan, CBS News.
More legal troubles for the owner and manager of the dolly. A Baltimore publishing company has filed a class action claim arguing the owner and manager of the dolly should have to pay damages to businesses adversely impacted by the collapse. The claim largely echoes an earlier filing by attorneys for Baltimore's mayor and city council last week that called for the ship's owner and manager to be held fully liable for the deadly disaster, accusing them of negligence. Singapore-based Grace Ocean Private owns the dolly, and Synergy Marine PTE, also based in Singapore, is the ship's manager.
The most powerful people in the world.
Mr. Speaker, the President of the United States.
Need a daily intelligence briefing.
Because their job isn't easy, and neither is yours.
Come on, kids, time to go.
I'm going to be late for that meeting.
Get your daily intelligence briefing from John Aaron and Michelle Bash.
The day's most important local news stories and traffic and weather every 10 minutes on the 8th.
Weekday mornings starting at 5.
On WTOP News.
Facts matter. Sports at 25 and 55 on WTOP.
And here is Rob Woodfork.
The Capitals' return home was not triumphant, losing 3-1 to the New York Rangers to fall into an 0-3 hole in the best-of-seven series. Alex Ovechkin got four shots on goal after only one over the first two games. But how do you actually score, Ovi?
I have to find the open space more. You know, it's players. It's a different level of hockey. And you just have to play your game. Depending on scoring, you have to set the tone in a different way, physical.
The Caps will try to avoid a series sweep in Game 4 here in D.C. Sunday. The Nationals nearly scored as much as they did in the full three-game series with the Dodgers, opening the series in Miami with a 3-1 victory. Jacob Young on Masson.
We've hit balls hard the last couple of days, and we're going to get our pitches. We just need to stay in the zone and let the ball come to us. I think we did a great job of just kind of staying with ourselves and waiting for the moment to come, and when it did, Joey bounced on it.